Cool. Awesome. Well, thank you guys for dropping by.
Well, thank you.
And I will see you. We'll see you soon. See you next week.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Candy. Stay around because Alex is here with Mantis Cabinet.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Mantis Cabinet, now with your host, Alex. That's me. Like usual, I sit in this same chair every week, and I play music. It's pretty awesome. Cool, that track we just listened to was by Octopus Project off their album Hexadecagon. I don't know what a hexadecagon is. I suppose a shape. Maybe a 6-10-sided figure. I don't know. That was the track Fugafat. Don't know what that is either. I can assume an Octopus Project is a project about octopi. Technically, the plural of octopus is octopodes, not octopi. Because octopus comes from Greek, not Latin. And in Latin, your plural is I, and in Greek, your plural is odes. Random fact of the day. Technically, octopuses is more correct than octopi. Octopi is just offensive to anyone who studies etymology of words. So, everyone can consider that their most useless fact of the day. Now I forgot what it was. Oh, we were talking about octopodes. Sorry, I'm a hypocrite. I don't even do what I say. Moving on. So, I went to... On Sunday, Matt and Kim played at the Commodore. It was awesome. They were really, really, really good live. Thoroughly recommend it. It was just this mad house party. Kind of like they were just had so much energy. I thoroughly recommend catching them when they come back to Vancouver. And this is probably their most popular song, but it's also my favorite. And it was the one I crowd surfed during. So I'm going to play it because it's awesome. And yeah, this is off their album Grand.
Through the daylight, through the daylight.
Cool. Well, that's a very cheery song on this rather grim day. It might also be particularly grim to me because I didn't sleep a hell of a lot. And then I wrote a midterm, which went okay, but not really as well as I would have hoped. But nonetheless. Other thing. Went to the show in costume. Me and three other people went as the Powerpuff Girls, and I was the professor. It was awesome. It was probably the first and last time I will have a crowd surf with a lab coat on. I really don't see that happening again. But, so this is Halloween week, and if anyone is going to shows or doing anything fun, you have to dress up and put on an awesome costume. I know it goes without saying, but nonetheless. We could talk about costumes, but no one's going to answer me back. It'll just be me telling you about my costume. So I'm going to do it anyway. I dressed up today for my class as Diogenes. Super nerdy. He's this ancient Greek dude who was famous for, A, living in a jar, because he didn't really want a house, and he didn't really care about houses. He would, do everything in public. He had no shame. He was... Our word dog comes from his thought idea, his cynic. The term cynic, our term for dog is, related to the term cynic. And dogs just do whatever they want, wherever they want. They don't really care. He was that. He didn't really care about anything. He's got a few famous sayings. One goes, if to eat is not absurd, to eat in the marketplace is not absurd. And then one of my favorites, when he's talking about relieving himself sexually, he uses a parallel of food and says, if only I could relieve my hunger by rubbing my stomach. Just a great, shameless, disgusting man who lived in a jar. Absolutely perfect. I wouldn't say he's my role model, but he's definitely one of my heroes. He's pretty awesome. Anyway, that was my costume today, and I had pretty much wore a box. I had a jar, but it was really heavy. I don't know if anyone's tried to walk around in a ceramic jar. It's not what you'd call mobile. But nonetheless, maybe I just need to work out more. Which, that's wholly possible. I did a crunch this week and a push-up. So I'm on my way. I think next week I might work it up to two crunches, but I don't want to stress myself out. It is very hard. Cool. We are moving on away from short tracks to a really long track. This is one of my favorite tunes of all time. I've listened to this song at least 60 times over the last week or two studying. This is by a band called Yindi Halda. They're based out of Canterbury, England. They never tour. They're awesome, though. This is off their album Enjoy Eternal Bliss, which I wish for everyone. Yeah. I'll extend that wish. I wish everyone enjoys eternal bliss. And this is a track, We Flood Empty Lakes. It's awesome. Enjoy.
Wagwan, me brethren. Drop it like it's hot. A Snoop Dogg art show. You don't know. November 9th at the Fall Tattoo and Art Gallery. 7 p.m. till 2 a.m. in the morning. Currently accepting submissions for the show. All mediums accepted. Needs to be submitted by November 1st. We're running the show for 2 weeks pan astray. Artists receive 100% of sale on opening night. You're taking home all your money. Please email a copy of your work for submission to quickanddirtycollective@gmail.com. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 and The Arts Report.
I'm a nice dude with some nice dreams. See these ice cubes, see these ice cream.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
All right. So we had just listened to Yindi Holda, their album Enjoy Eternal Bliss. Really good album. I think it came out, I think like 05 or 06 now. It's years old. They have not released anything since, but it is still most certainly one of my favorite albums to come out. Yeah, just definitely one of my favorite like instrumental proggy albums. Kind of more posty, but anyway, it's definitely super duper awesome. So yeah, up next is something much more local. This is, I will press the according button. Tyrannahorse, Garbage Bears. This is Out of Control.
Thank you.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. So that first track, as I said, Tyranna Horse, Garbage Bears. That's three different animals in three words. Kind of like saying cat, frog, dog. That's also three animals in three words. Nifty. That track was Out of Control. Ha, I'm hilarious. Then we listened to... By the way, it's painfully obvious that I slept like 3 hours yesterday. Just in case someone did not see my sullen, sunken eyes. which the word for to have sunken, swollen eyes in ancient Greek is lame. Yeah. Yeah, double useless fact of the day. Then we listened to Bend Sinister, a Vancouver outfit, I do believe. And that was the track She Don't Give It Up. I'm not sure if it's purposely ungrammatical or maybe it's just like not 100% sure. But technically it should be She Doesn't Give It Up. But whatever. This is why I go to school and don't play music instead. I just press buttons. I'm good at that. Like the other day I was in an elevator. Not a problem. There were like 12 buttons that I could have pressed. And there was only one that I should have pressed. So I pressed the right one on my first try. It was really good. I felt proud. But, you know, this is my life. You gotta seize the small joys. Like getting dressed in the morning properly. Pulling a pull door. And conversely, pushing a push door. Nothing's worse than, like, standing in front of a pull door and trying to push it. And, like, people are watching and they can totally tell. And then you, like, is it locked? And, oh, it's just embarrassing. Thankfully, that doesn't really happen to me more than once a day. And when it doesn't happen during the day, I go to bed with a massive smile on my face. Because I'm like, someone knows how to open doors. And, yes, I totally sing that song to myself. There's a few more lines to it, but perhaps in the future, we can, you know, we can do that. And, oh, what was I going to do? Or see, this is why I don't remember anything. Yeah, okay, watch. Let's do this.
I used to sit at home all day.
Letting my life waste away.
Oh, then one day a man in blue. Said, son, I got a job for you.
So salacious. That's right. So salacious. Johnny Sprocket and Scott's One as they take you through the variations of electro, swing, hip-hop and alternative music. Every Sunday at 6 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
All right, so that was supposed to give me time to think, to, you know, have something constructive and informative to say, but I ended up not thinking about anything during that 2 minutes. Actually, my head was just more empty. It's just kind of like, woo. But anyway, so instead of making useless noises with my mouth, I'm going to play a song. This is an awesome tune. I'll tell you what it is after. All right. So that first track we listened to, that acoustic track, was by Minus the Bear off their album Acoustics, which, surprise, surprise, is full of a bunch of acoustic tracks. That was called Burying Luck, and then in brackets, acoustic, in case you didn't already know. After listening to it, after seeing that it was on the acoustic album, and then after reading the title. But nonetheless, I digress. That was super good. Then we listened to a track called Super Inute. I don't know how you pronounce it. I can read it. That is by a Canadian band called Holy Fuck, off their album LP. It's great. Their creativity in names astounds me. However, much less sarcastically, their creativity in making random instruments make noises astounds me. They're super good. I'm not sure if they're terribly active all that much. They probably are. I should just Google them. But they're really good live. I sincerely recommend checking them out. And yes, so this brings us almost to the end of my show. And I know, wait, you're like, but you have 7 more minutes. That's enough time to play like 3 songs. No, disagree. I'm going to play 1 song because it's awesome and it's going to be super duper awesome. And I can really only get away with playing the song maybe once a year. Not a hell of a lot more, just because it's really too awesome for radio anymore. This is probably one of the first tracks that I was introduced to within Prague by my father, a lovely, lovely older gentleman. Well, older than me. He's younger than a lot of other people. Oh, God. This is... drum roll. Yes, Close to the Edge, Siberian Katru. Freaking awesome. So that'll be my last track. And then I gotta hop, skip, and run to class. But I would like to remind everyone, in case they didn't already know, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. CITR also has a Facebook and Twitter page. You should check that out. I'm on Facebook, too. I don't have a Twitter page, although you can follow me. I will be in class in about 10 minutes, and then I'm going to get lunch. So any potential followers, you know how to do it. We'll roll with that. I have no idea what's up next, but it promises to be good. I do know what track is coming up next. This is Siberian Katru, and I will talk at you guys next week.